Here with the Strathclyde Mayor Colin Grantham, a public meeting coming up Tuesday regarding a potential McDonald's in Mount Bridges.
You know, this is one of those questions, people are passionate about it, but it's also a question where there's a lot involved. There's a lot to unpack when it comes about any development.
So the meeting is a part of council then?
It is, Chris. It's part of the normal process. And there's one thing I want to interject. I have heard and seen some of the social media posts that this is predetermined, that the planning staff have already approved it. Nothing could be further from the truth, Chris. There's a process, and this meeting is a second step in the process.
And when you say second step, the first step had nothing to do with the municipality.
Nothing to do. It's part of the process, but nothing to do with the municipality.
Yeah, the first step was a developer-created and run public meeting for Mount Bridges residents. Had nothing to do with the municipality. This is actually the first time the municipality is actually going to discuss it.
It is.
All right, so your thoughts on all the pushback. Now there's signage up in the village of Mount Bridges, eerily similar to when there was an affordable housing unit potentially going up in Cenotaph Park. Signs arose in Mount Bridges. Council made the switch, and it's happening again. Do you sense this as a precedent where residents from any community just have to voice themselves, put signage up, and the municipal government will change their minds?
Well, I wouldn't say change your mind. I think it's great. I think you use the word any community. It could be Strathroy, Campbellville, Melbourne, Delaware West. Citizens have a right and they should voice their opinion. And I will tell you, it's not the first. You look at the signs that are on Hull Road regarding the development there.
You wanted to circle back on a question I asked already.
You did, Chris, and that's about the meeting. This is an information session. Important to tell folks, nothing is being approved. This is just an opportunity for council to listen to the developer, listen to the citizens, go back, regroup. Planning will regroup with the developer. And when finally, I think it's about 3 or 4 months away, they'll come back and ask for approval.
Lots of feedback, social media. Maybe we need a grocery store instead of a fast food outlet in Mount Bridges. Do you want to give us your personal opinion on McDonald's going in Mount Bridges?
I will. Well, I'll give you my opinion on two parts, Chris. And it's important because there are two parts. One is the location. I'm very familiar with that location. I think it's a terrible location. A lot of the comments about traffic, signage in the middle of a residential area, I agree with those. There are a number of variances that the developer would need to overcome. But overall, I'm not opposed to any kind of development in Mount Bridges, whether it be a fast food outlet or a grocery store. The question is this, or the problem is this, Chris. We don't have enough commercial land.
I could argue that point saying there's commercial food businesses in Strathroy right beside residential houses. And I'll give you one example, Francis Street.
Yeah, and that's fair, Chris. I think, but the issue is, in my opinion, may have been different if the land was appropriate. And that's one of the issues. If you read the submission, there are a number of, and I'll use the word variances, hurdles that need to be overcome. I'm familiar with that corner. It's a bad corner, in my opinion.
So you mentioned no commercial land. So where do you put potential commercial development? I'll give you an example. The GTA, Toronto, they're just putting them in like Tetris pieces, unfortunately. But where do you pop commercial development in if you have no commercial land?
Again, circles back to the whole issue. I think I'd said there's a lot to unpack in a grocery store. If you recall, we had begun a settlement boundary process. We look at the settlement boundary for Strathroy and Mount Bridges. It isn't just residential land, also commercial land. And that is the biggest issue we have in Mount Bridges. We need to complete the settlement boundary process. But to the best of my recollection, there are only two pieces of commercial land in Mount Bridges. One is the site for the McDonald's. The other is land across the road. But even if we were able to attract a grocery store, there isn't any commercial land. And that is, again, the biggest issue we face. In my opinion, we need commercial land along Glendon, across from the Ford dealership or down that way. The pushback about McDonald's may not be as great if that was a location, but that is the underlying issue in Mount Bridges. We do not have enough, or any, for lack of a better word, commercial land.
When you say not enough commercial land, do you mean currently zoned commercial? Now, is there a possibility that you can take current residential zoned land and switch it?
You can, or vice versa. We can take commercial land and flip it to residential. There isn't even enough residential land in Mount Bridges that isn't under current development or subdivision approval.
Now, question for the entire municipality, Strathroy-Caradoc, when a developer wants to come in and you know, we're talking commercial developer, for example, want to come in and put a certain commercial development in. Can the municipality determine what commercial aspect it is, or just approve and go through the approval process to say, okay, you're good to go? Or can they say, hey, we don't want a McDonald's, we want a Foodland, or we want a Wendy's, or we want a Pizza Hut?
We can't determine what type. If it was a fast food, and not to be flippant or trite, municipalities can say no to anything anytime. You just have to be prepared to go to the OLT, the Ontario Land Tribunal, and shell out a lot of money for lawyers and probably be prepared to lose. But land is rezoned. So the question at hand, the McDonald's, that's what this process is. It's a rezoning. It's zoned now, future development. Anyone can come to the municipality and ask for any kind of development and have it zoned appropriately.
Is there a worry on your part? As mentioned, we'll circle back to when previous council was looking at affordable housing unit in Mount Bridges. It's now in front of Tri-Township Arena. It was originally going in Cenotaph Park, and the residents in the village put up signs and did a lot of protesting regarding it, and council made the switch. You mentioned Hall Road, signage up with the Hall Road residents about no development there either. Are you worried at all that municipal government could be dictated to by residential outcry like this?
No, I'm not, because the residents, they put us there. We are there to serve the citizens, and if that's the way that citizens feel, they need to voice their opinion and get it through to councillors. Like, I will tell you, we're not the only municipality that is facing outcry from citizens, or a number of other ones that I watch where citizens are putting up signs, becoming more vocal. Personally, I think it's a great idea. I'm a big fan of democracy. That's why we're there. And citizens, councils should listen to their citizens.
And counterpoint, I saw this on social media by a few individuals. Council is also voted by the public to represent the public in decision making.
Agree. And again, Chris, there's a fine balance, right? You have to weigh the citizens, you know, a group of citizens versus the overall health of the municipality, right? So I guess an example would be with a zoning, if you want to, and not take the McDonald's out of the equation, if a group of people didn't want a development there and we listen to the citizens and say no, but we know it's going to go to the OLT and we're going to lose. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. We expect quite a few people at the open house on Tuesday evening, not just this one. There's one in Strathroy regarding proposed development on Dewan Street. So personally, I think this is great.
What should be the outcome of this Mount Bridges commercial public meeting? What is the process? What should be the outcome tonight?
The outcome is this. So there's an opportunity for councillors to ask questions of staff and of the developer. It's an opportunity to listen, to gather the whatever the opposition, the concerns are, that allows staff and the developer to go away and come back with their proposal. But again, no decisions. This is the first step in the official fact-gathering process.
The public meeting regarding this issue, part of Strathroy Care.Council, Tuesday, August the 6th.